Illinois is now a year into cannabis conviction expungements, and there are ways for people to expedite the clearance of their own convictions.
So it's really important to take advantage of this law and this opportunity.
That's Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Wednesday, January 20th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with Rivian getting another couple of billion dollars in new investments. Ryan Denham has more.
This latest investment round of $2.7 billion is the first announced by Rivian in 2021. It's now raised $8 billion since the start of 2019. This latest round was led by funds and accounts advised by T. Rowe Price, a repeat investor. Plus new money from Amazon's Climate Pledge Fund, Rivian is making electric delivery vans for Amazon. In a statement, Rivian founder and CEO RJ Scaringe said the investors allow the company to stay focused on launching its first trucks and SUVs later this year while scaling the business for the next stage of growth. Rivian has plenty of ways to spend that money. It's investing hundreds of millions of dollars into retooling and expanding its manufacturing plant in Normal, formerly owned by Mitsubishi. It already has 630 employees in Normal as of December, with plans to hire hundreds more as production ramps up. The first Rivian vehicles will be delivered to U.S. customers starting in June. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's COVID-19 testing positivity rate, active caseload, and intensive care bed capacity are at their best levels in nearly 2.5 months. That positivity rate is now just 6.5%. After a close 5-4 vote at last night's Committee of the Whole, the Bloomington City Council will consider a proposal for a Welcoming Cities ordinance at a future meeting. An affordable senior housing project near Fairview Park is moving ahead after the Normal Town Council conditionally approved an amended site plan. It will have about 40 units. And Champaign-based Busey Bank is merging with Glenview State Bank. It'll increase Busey's market share in the Chicagoland area. Busey has two branch locations in Bloomington Normal. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Illinois is now a year into cannabis conviction expungements. Some counties, like Peoria, wiped away those records way ahead of schedule, but others are still working through the process. Tim Shelley spoke with Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online, about the benefits of expungements and how people can expedite the clearance of their own convictions.
An expungement is effectively destroying the record, obliterating it from any public record. And the advantage of the expungement is that it gives you a cleaner slate to work from, right? So expungement and sealing is one way that states try to mitigate the disproportionate effects of the war on drugs on communities of color. So folks with criminal records are at a disadvantage from the get-go. And a criminal record can affect whether you are able to get a professional license, like a healthcare license, daycare license. It can affect your ability to get housing. It can affect your ability to get financial aid for your education. So it's really important to take advantage of this law and this opportunity to expunge and seal. And it is, in some cases, a very complicated process, but it's really worth the effort for folks. It allows you to move on. Everyone is more than the worst thing they've ever done, as to paraphrase Brian Stevenson. And we want to give people the opportunity to be able to move on.
So it's been about a year now since the expungements of cannabis convictions has begun. Can you just tell me a little bit about, how's the process gone to date?
It's going okay. It was certainly boosted along by Governor Pritzker's recent announcement on New Year's Eve about the Illinois State Police being able to expunge more than half of, I think, the eligible records in the state. And he also issued a number of pardons as well through the Prisoner Review Board. there's some differences county by county, right? So in terms of the Illinois State Police are able to expunge as a statewide organization, but then they have to follow up with each of the counties and the circuit clerks who hold the court records. Each circuit court is different. Illinois has kind of an under-unified court system, right? So that just means that the processes aren't consistent across counties.
Tell me a little bit about how that might affect somebody. From a client perspective, what do I need to know? I mean, county by county, how this works.
You're supposed to be notified, right, by the circuit clerk. One of the problems, of course, is that we're expunging records that, you know, are in some cases many years old. And the last address of someone may not be current, right? And so if you do know, if you remember which county you have the record in, it's wise to follow up to make sure if you have had a change of address, to make sure that they have your current address so that you can receive the notice. So the law requires that the automatic expungement be done by 2025. So counties do have some time, right, to get through their records. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement, right? So if you have an arrest that had no conviction on it and you want to go ahead and expunge that record, you can do it. You don't have to wait for the automatic expungement. The Administrative Office of the Illinois Courts is about to release, it'll probably come out maybe in March, a set of statewide forms for you to be able to do that, a motion to expunge. So for people just to be able to do it on their own if they don't want to wait for their county, right? So somebody in Tazewell County, for example, who hasn't gotten the automatic expungement for that record. Something that the New Leaf program, which my organization is involved in, and so are almost, I think there's 20 organizations around the state who are part of that network. And that really exists to help people get their records expunged.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Terry Ross, Executive Director of Illinois Legal Aid Online. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Zoning Board of Appeals meets today at 4 with a pretty light agenda. And a heads up that you can listen to live NPR special coverage of the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden today on WGLT starting at 10. Radio, our website, smart speaker, we've got you covered. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.